I would like to nominate Roberta Brody for the chair.
Any other nominations?
Secretary cast her votes for chair.
Second?
You don't have a second. Seeing none, the secretary will cast her votes for chair.
Okay, the secretary will now vote, I'm sorry, post the votes for chair.
Since there's no one else running.
Since there's no one else running.
She's elected.
Okay, based on that, Roberta Brody is nominated as academic senate chair. Elected, sorry. Thank you. I give to you your gavel. Thank you.
Thank you, Simone. I would like to begin by appointing Dave Fields as parliamentarian. Thank you. And now I would like to accept nominations for deputy holder of the chair.
I'm Natalia Holtzman from biology. I'd like to nominate Sadiq Holder for deputy holder of the chair.
Okay.
Can I ask for unanimous consent?
My name is Jennifer Huang, and I would like to nominate Jennifer Fernandez for deputy.
Okay. Was that Devin Fernandez? I'm sorry, sorry. Would you care to write that on the board so we get the name right?
I would like to nominate Byron Adriano Puyutasig for deputy chair.
Any further nominations? Okay. Well, first we're going to ask that each... Oh, thank you, Ron. we're going to ask that each candidate speak in the order in which they were nominated.
Sadiq Goldie, representative of ACE. First off, I want to say welcome back to all of our returning senators and to all of our new senators. Welcome to your Senate. I have seen that no other Senate that is composed of two-thirds faculty and one-third the students. You have the capability of actually having a voice as a student senator, and this should be taken with a certain level of responsibility and duty. I have been able to speak openly with the deputy chair, the executive committee, faculties, and students alike upon our concerns of things that have occurred during this year and the things that are upcoming. I have a background that includes employee evaluations, policies and procedure, customer relation, and public responses for multiple groups such as NYPIRG when I was at Hunter College, and I wish to bring this forward into the executive chair as the deputy chair of our Senate. Thank you.
Thank you. Jennifer?
Hello. My name is Jennifer Fernandez. I am a student here at Queens College. My major is economics. And I'm running for this position because I believe I do have the experience. I was actually part of the auxiliary board for Queensborough Community College as well as the association. and several other things that have qualified me for this position. And as a student, I think we have a voice, and this is a great place to do so. And I've also been part of the University Student Senate, which has helped me understand very well how actually boards do work and how to run, and I would appreciate it. Thank you.
Byron?
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Byron Adriano-Potasig, and I am representing Upper Juniors and Seniors in Academic Senate. I am a lower senior pursuing majors in both physics and sociology, as well as minoring in mathematics and business and liberal arts. I stand before you today because I need your support in running for deputy chair of executive committee. In my years at Queen's College, I have created a very successful club, the Queen's College Dream Team, which I am the president of at this moment, that advocates for undocumented immigrant rights. I've worked closely with faculty to promote awareness about various issues. I understand the importance of the executive committee in creating an agenda and listening to reports and motions that I put forth. I know as deputy chair, I will not only do my best to understand all proposals, but I will also do my best to work with all members of the executive committee and the Senate as a whole. What I want to do, if I am elected deputy chair, I want to make the next academic year a fruitful and prosperous one. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, we're still playing with our clickers, so we're going to have a practice run, and then we'll vote again. So would you please vote, press 1 for Sadiq, 2 for Jennifer, and 3 for Byron. And if you'll do that now, make sure your clickers are working. If they're working, it will light up. Sometimes you have to encourage it by sort of scraping your nail back and forth over it. Make it angry. Clicker 30. Did press it? We just okay. So okay, 8 doesn't work. Okay, so now you can clear it, right?
I think we've just seen our future test.
Right, that was just a test vote. Okay. And no, those are not the names of the people, obviously. Yes, no one abstained. Okay, so once again, this time for real, 1 for Sedek, 2 for Jennifer, 3 for Byron. Okay, if no one is elected, the lowest vote will be dropped. Number 12? Whoever has number 12, will you try your clicker again? Okay. Okay, so Byron is dropped, and we're going to vote again, this time for Sedek and Jennifer. Okay, try again, please. 1 is Sedek, 2 is Jennifer.
I changed my. I changed it to.
Number three. Whoever has clicker three, if you would. Okay. Okay. There is no clear election. So we'd like the candidates to speak once again. Sedek first, and then Jennifer.
Oh, hello, everyone. Well, I cannot speak on the merits of my opponents or what they could bring to our Senate for this upcoming year, but I do know what I could bring. I bring dedication, insight, and wisdom. Wisdom that complements our ideals as a Senate on the goals that lie ahead. In this past year, I've reached out to many of you to hear your concerns and your views on the issues that affect you. I want to understand the concerns of my faculty and fellow senators so that we can work together to come to a consensus based not on popularity and politics, but rather what is in the best interests of Queen's College. I wish to be a strength to the Senate and become the seneschal to stand at the side of our holder of the chair. With your vote and your trust, I can fulfill all these goals. Thank you.
Thank you. Jennifer?
Hello, everyone. My name is Jennifer, of course, and I actually need your support to actually win the deputy. I actually believe I'm qualified for this position because I've had several things, but not only I don't want people to view me like just as a student, but as a person who will be neutral and will be on both sides to listen to each argument that is presented and to be treated equally on both sides. I've been part of the University Student Senate, which is a mini version of this as well, and I'm hoping that with your support and you guys will be able to help me become deputy, but I believe that I do bring a lot to the table. I'm currently an RHA president. I am also active with many things on campus and helping everyone, and I do appreciate your vote. Thank you.
We don't have a display, Ken, yet. Ah, okay. Number 25. Would you try again, please? Clicker number 25, would you try again, please? Okay. Okay. No election. Okay, we're going to go on to secretary. Megan?
Megan Healy, Drama, Theater, and Dance. I would like to nominate Manny Sanudo for the Executive Committee.
For Secretary.
For Secretary.
Okay. Other nominations? Okay, seeing none, the Secretary will cast all of the ballots for Manny Sanudo. Okay, he's now elected. Okay, Executive Committee, faculty first.
I don't want to make too many trips to the mic, so I'd like to nominate Isabella Taylor from the library and Steve Solieri from the accounting department.
I'd like to nominate Jennifer Kyle from the education.
I'd like to nominate Megan Healy. Other nominations for faculty? Okay, there are four openings and there are four nominations, so seeing no other nominations, the secretary will cast the ballot for these four. Students.
Ms. Sadakoldi, I ask for the nomination of Victoria Brown for Executive Committee.
Hello, I'm Danny Shamolia, and I would like to nominate Raj Maheshwari for Executive Committee.
Tom Plummer, Anthropology. I'd like to nominate Michael Bento for Executive Committee.
Hi, my name is Elizabeth Vieira, and I would like to nominate Ksenia Cosinos for Executive Committee.
Hi, my name is Abul Hassan. I'd like to nominate Kimberly Tsai for Executive Committee.
My name is Carla. I'm nominating Sanja Babic for Executive Committee.
Is that it? Five?
Anybody not listed?
Is it five nominees? Is there anyone else? Okay. Each can speak in the order in which they are listed up here. Victoria?
My name is Victoria Brown. I am an upper senior majoring in food service management and family consumer science education. This past year, I was a senator at large, and I sat on the executive committee and the undergraduate curriculum committee. I also held the positions of vice president of CUPB and sat on the student association's programming board. I was chair of the food service committee, where I worked with Chartwell's to create Ginger's Corner, a food allergy friendly space in the student union diner, which carries gluten-free, wheat-free, nut-free, and many more allergy friendly foods, as well as vegan and vegetarian all natural products. Plus, I was a senior project manager for service learning, and I interned for NYPIRG last fall. This isn't the only Senate I've been a part of. I transferred with an associate's in arts from Queensborough Community College in the spring of 2011, where I was a voting member of their academic senate and the vice president of evening students. A couple of my strong points are I'm very organized and good at time management. I always found a way to balance my schoolwork and extracurriculars. I've always had a strong desire to enhance the college experience for students. I made many decisions and participated in projects that improve students' lives, and I bring this background to the position of an executive committee. If elected as a member of the executive committee, I would work as diligently as is proven by my commitments in the past.
Would Just a reminder, when we're through listening to all of our speakers, that you need to put your clicker number on the ballot. If there's no clicker number, we're not going to count the ballot. The clicker number is in your upper right-hand corner.
Thank you, and good evening, faculty, staff, and fellow students. My name is Raj Maheshwari, and I'm currently a freshman majoring in finance and minoring in BALA. I'm a lower sophomore and freshman representative of the Academic Senate. Also, I'm currently an intern with the Student Life, a Queens College homecoming commissioner, and a junior marshal. I've attended an executive committee meeting in the past and know that it is an important position. I feel that I am best suited for this position as I have had several leadership experiences in high school on student government, and I want to help close the gap between faculty and students and represent our population to the best of my ability. I'm living these next 3 years of my life with one dream, which is to leave Queens College better than I found it, and it would be an absolute honor to serve you as an executive committee representative. Thank you.
I'm happy to accept the nomination. My name is Ksenia Kokinos. I am a junior going into my senior year, and I hope to be elected to work with students and faculty in order to help set the agenda for future Senate meetings. I feel that I'm qualified for this position. As the current and future president of the Ikaros Greek Orthodox Club of Queens College, I have leadership experience and have also worked with both faculty and students in order to organize many events on campus. Also, for the past 5 years, since my sophomore year of high school, I have been working closely and conducting research with distinguished neuropsychology professors at Queens College. I hope to get more involved in helping the bettering of this institution. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Michael Bento. I am a senator at large, and this past year, I was the deputy holder of the chair of the Senate, and on the executive committee, I accomplished a few things. We fixed a committee that had some bylaw issues that I spotted out, we got the minutes of the UCC all ready when they were being suspended.
Right.
Now, I'm running for just executive committee this year because I think that there's quite a little bit more work to do. And with my experience, I think that I would make an excellent addition to the executive committee once again. As far as pathways is concerned, no worries. I'm not bringing it up again. All right. Have a good afternoon.
Hi, everyone. My name is Kimberly Tsai. I'm currently an alternate for at-large. For an at-large senator, I'm currently a sophomore majoring in biology with a pre-medical track. I have a lot of experience here as team leading a lot of groups here on campus. I am currently the vice president of National Society of Collegiate Scholars Community Service, and I've team led nearly every single walk that's ever graced Queens College or New York City. I'm currently going to be team leading two more walks this weekend, so please walk 10 Lupus and also AIDS Walk New York City. Next year, I will be also being the president of Global Brigades. Global Brigades is an entirely student-run organization that is geared towards increasing the medical attention to individuals and communities like Nicaragua, Panama, Ghana, and Honduras. This past January, I helped lead a team go to Nicaragua. We saw nearly 500 patients, so I'm very well-versed in team leading. I'm also an freshman year initiative mentor. This means that I see students from the very first time they go to Queens College for orientations and registrations. And then I also follow them into their classrooms in English 110 classes. This means that I have a lot of experience with what students want. I see them when they're a freshman. I see them when they're in their English 110 classes until they go into their sophomore year. And I'm sorry that my voice is a little cracked. I just took a physics exam, and yeah, finals week is stressful, so my voice is like cracking, and I'm not feeling well as well. But I'm really passionate about service. I'm really passionate about QC, and I think I have a lot to offer to Queens College because of my diverse interests and activities on campus. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello. I don't think I need this paper for my name. My name is Sandra Babick. I'm an upper sophomore here at Queens College. I'm pursuing a major in psychology as well as bio and neuroscience, with also a minor in business and liberal arts. Today I would like to run for a position on the executive committee. I believe I'm a good fit for this committee because I'm a diligent and passionate student who is open to both learning from and working with both faculty and students on QC-related issues. The executive committee needs people who are willing to work with others and study all reports and amendments. I have faith in my abilities as well as what the executive committee can accomplish. Please support me with your vote. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, we're going to vote for two. On your piece of paper there, put your clicker number up in the left-hand corner, right-hand corner. If there's no clicker number, your vote will not be counted. Vote for two, because there are two positions. Yes. Okay. I apologize for any mispronunciations. Victoria Brown, Raj Maheshwari, Senia Kokinos, Michael Bento, Kimberly Tsai, and Sandra Babick. So it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. Can I help? Should I read it again? Yes, both. Both, I think. That way we can, if somebody writes their name, a number ambiguously, there can be, yeah, it could just be the first name. A number and the first name would be fine. Well, it's fine. You know, people don't always write numbers clearly, so let's just be clear. Save the ambiguity, not waste a vote. Okay, they're going to count the ballots. I'll just tell you how it works. You have to have 31 votes. If nobody gets 31 votes, we will drop the lowest two and have another round of speeches and another round of elections. And you thought you were going home at 4:05, huh? No, just went on by itself. Shut the ringer off. Sometimes it doesn't like other electronics. Yeah. It objects.
Sometimes it shuts off, too.
Yeah. It doesn't like all this metal stuff.